Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Got a late one tonight with the Cardinals. They match up against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. 9:10 first pitch. I've got you for a pregame beginning at 8:15. So we've got a full two-hour edition of this program, Sports Open Line. I'll tell you what, we are really happy to be able to join right now. He is the assistant general manager for the Cardinals for player development and performance. He is Rob Serfolio in his first year. And I'll tell you what, everything I've seen and heard about some of the things that he has implemented with his team has been incredible. Just coming off a trade deadline where even more talent got put into the player development system. Happy to welcome Rob onto the program. Rob, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you? I appreciate you lying and talking about all those good things you referenced right there. That's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. So John Mozeliak spoke to the media just after the trade deadline, and he went through a list of a lot of people who are in that room putting together decisions, and obviously your name was in there. Take me through what mm-hmm. it was like on trade deadline day and the days leading up to it as the team tried to get the best possible return for some players going away.
Yeah, it's hectic, right? I mean, it's you're trying to consider every possible decision on the board, and when you're looking across 29 other teams, what each one of them needs, what you need, what's best for the short term, the long term balance, and all those things, and you know, you kind of mix that in with each organization kind of looking at their own players and external players a little bit differently. It obviously makes it tough to line up sometimes, but I think it was really fun for me just to be in there for the first time as a Cardinal, and obviously learn from Mo how he has his experience obviously speaks for itself, and see how he navigates all the various conversations and dialogue with the different teams, and then be able to do that with some of my own new teammates in the organization was really fun. And it was a lot of work. It was some late nights. It was a lot of extra hours spent at the ballpark. It was pretty fun to be in that room, and what a collaborative process it was.
Is it stressful? Because we all knew the guys who were likely to be moved in the three relief pitchers with expiring contracts. The first two, Helsley and Matz, go off the board the night before. And then the final deal for Maton, I think Mo said it was like a minute and 15 seconds or something before the deadline that it got submitted. Is it stressful going through that entire day where there is still one? There might be other things that get done, but there's one thing that really needs to get done?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of playing against the clock, and it's almost like I joked with my wife when I came home from work on the last day. I was like, it's like going in, like being the husband on the labor side of things. You go in, you're all excited, and then you're there for 8 hours and nothing happens, right? So it's really peaks and valleys in that way, which makes it fun. And you know, I think our group deserves a lot of credit for just being really organized and seeing every opportunity all the way out. And that's just really important strategic way to try and approach it. And that's what the group did. And it was really fun to be a part of it.
The biggest piece from a prospect ranking standpoint, and I know you guys evaluate players not on what MLB Pipeline or Baseball America thinks, but people like me look at those prospect rankings. Jesus Baez walks in as the number six prospect in the organization, according to MLB Pipeline. What's the excitement level of this guy coming to the Cardinals?
You know, anytime you get an opportunity to work with a young, highly talented player, that's a really good start. And I think that's what JB brings to the table for us, and actually going to get an opportunity to meet him next week, which I'm really looking forward to. But, I mean, he's an up-the-middle defender that has good bat-to-ball skills and the opportunity to impact the baseball. So he does a lot of things really well on both sides of the ball. And we want guys that can come in and impact us, not just offensively or defensively, but ideally both those things. And we're just continuing to develop complete players. So I'm really excited to work with him. I've heard really good things about the group over in New York that's been cultivating his development the last couple of years, and hopefully we can continue that.
One of your things is you try to create an individual plan for every single player, which to me seems like an incredibly daunting task. And it's not just about, you know, reading a stat page or reading a StatCast report and saying you need to do this. There's truly a focus from you and your team on like getting to know players and then putting together that. So what is the challenge when six new guys walk into the organization and now part of your job is trying to get to know them as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. I mean, every great player plan starts with trust and relationship with the player. And the thoughts and ideas of, well, how do we help this player get better is only as good as the player's interest in wanting to leverage those thoughts and ideas. So, you know, I think just globally, that's going all the way back to the fall when, you know, I first showed up here. It was just trying to learn who our players are, what makes them tick, and try and make sure that from a philosophy standpoint that our tact always starts with relationships, trust, and explain the why. Like, this is a partnership with all of our players, and their voice is the most important part. So it's really trying to figure out who they are, where they come from, what makes them tick, and then putting experts around them that hopefully create curiosity. And we're super clear with what we want to solve for organizationally at both the player and culture level. But you're right. It takes a whole village to write an individualized player plan for 200 plus players when you're thinking about major league players all the way down to guys in the DSL. And that's, you know, kind of the fun art and science that is what our business is. And hopefully we continue to make some strides forward. But it's really helpful when you have players that are hungry and eager to get better. Those conversations obviously become a lot more fun.
Cardinals Assistant General Manager for Player Development and Performance, Rob Serfolio, continuing to join us here on a Graybar Sports Open Line. The guy that you guys acquire that seemingly is closest to the big leagues is Blaze Jordan, power-hitting corner infielder. He's assigned to Memphis. A guy who, man, he, like, from the time he was 13 years old, he's hitting 500-foot home runs. He's a fun guy to bring into the organization. I know the org's been interested in him before. What can be done with him, maybe? Because it feels like, yeah, he's close, but he's not close in some ways. When you look at him, what's the next step for him to be ready for the big leagues?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the interesting things that you touched on there is, like, this kid's been a famous name since he was 13, and he's still 22. And sometimes, you know, guys that have been a famous name for almost a decade, like, they can get prospect fatigue, right, from, like, a media perspective. And I think one of the cool things about Blaze is that he's a 22-year-old kid and that's earned his way to AAA. And he's earned his way to AAA by playing both corner infield positions and continuing to get better as a defender when he's been in pro ball. And then obviously his bat has been highly touted since he was in high school. And it's really hard to get to AAA, much less do it when you're 22 years old. And I think some of the things that he brings to our group is incredible contact skills and ability to put a charge into a baseball. And obviously hitting for power, especially from the right-handed side of the batter's box, is a tough commodity to find. And we're really excited that that he's a part of our organization now. And then we're going to task him with playing both sides of third base and first base and continue to develop offensively to see if we can tap into even more of his superpower of hitting the ball really hard and trying to put those balls in productive angles as he gets a little bit older. But a fun, exciting young player that we were really fired up to be able to add to our AAA group.
When Mo spoke the other day, he mentioned that this is a not that it's going to take a while. I forget the exact terminology, but they used, but it was connected to the fact that there was a lot of single A players that came on trying to resupplement player development in the farm system and bringing in some young guys. Is that it takes a little bit longer to get things rolling at the big league level, but do you like the idea of being able to get your hands and the organization's hands on players early on in their development?
Sure, I think so, especially if they come from good developmental organizations, and I think a lot of the orgs that we pulled from are just that. I don't know that we walked into that room thinking that we had to target A-ball players or rookie ball players or any one specific level. It was, and Mo touched on this, it's always about just trying to find the best assets that we possibly can and try and find organizations that were in a similar striking point to where we were. And, we happened to get a handful of guys at the high A level that a couple of them made their debut this past week and a handful of the rest of them will this upcoming week. And it really just worked out that way. But I think it is an opportunity for sure when you have a little bit more runway ahead of guys to be able to just put the finishing touches on who they are as a person and who they are as a player to hopefully go up to the big leagues and help us play winning baseball one day. It's not about getting there. It's about playing winning baseball once these guys get there. And it just gives us a little bit more time to invest the right resources to each of their way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The trade deadline's not the only recent thing that happened that resulted in more players coming in. Obviously, the draft just recently.
Sure.
A lot of people are kind of, and I know there's been an assignment or two announced in terms of drafted players coming in. Can you take our listeners through the process of drafting a player, making the decision on if they're just going to stay at the complex, if they're actually going to go to a full season club, if you're going to shut them down for the rest of this year and start next year? I know it's individual for every player, but what is it like as all these decisions are taking place on how you get the career started of recently drafted players?
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to that, and I'll do my best to maybe zoom out to like the 30,000 foot view and then to the individual as well. Is You really, readiness matters a lot. You roll the clock pre-COVID and the draft was in June, you know, a whole month and a half earlier. And a lot of the college players were really just finishing their season. And by the time they walked into the door, they had all played games a week ago. And it was a lot easier to know just how ready are these guys to go out there and compete and do so in a safe and healthy manner. And now we have that added variable of the draft being in July. So I think the first thing that happens is these guys sign, they're all excited, they come out to Jupiter, and that's one of the most fun things working, you know, with our scouting group. It's kind of like that baton pass of sorts, and all the scouts are kind of giving the coaches and the support staff the information on here's who these players are, here's how we've gotten to know them, here's when the last time they played, here's the last time they threw a bullpen, here's the last time they took a live at bat, et cetera. And then you get the guys on campus and you really try and stress test that with our own eyes. And we do a whole bunch of stuff from a testing parameter side of things, whether it be in the weight room, on the training table, or even out on the field. And then from there, once we have a good baseline for where each player is, just like I talked about earlier, it's the fun part of partnering up with each guy and kind of asking them what they're trying to get out of the remainder of the summer. And then we have our experts in the room that help complete the other side of the puzzle. And here's what we see. Here's what we think a realistic clock is for you to get out and to play and to do that safely. And so really it's the start of that partnership with our players and staff. And, you know, I think some of the fans will see some of those guys hit affiliates here in the next couple of days, which will be really exciting. And then obviously we have some pitchers that were a little bit further away, and it just takes a little bit more time for those guys to be quote ready and ready for the demands of pitching in game for stats that count for the back of their baseball card.
Is it a challenge when you're dealing with college play, like, not specifically to Liam Doyle, but we'll use him as the example, a guy like him, pitching in the SEC, he gets run hard for a college season, lots of pitches in games. So you want to take advantage of the fact that this is a guy who's kind of stretched out, but you also don't want to put him right back in where all of a sudden he's got too much wear and tear on his arm for a single year. That's kind of a tough thing to handle, right, or deal with?
Yeah, it's you try and strike the Goldilocks zone, for lack of a better analogy, of using all the information I just talked about. And, you know, you could use Liam Doyle as the archetype here of a guy that threw 95 innings in a college season, which is pretty strong workload. And you look at all the other comps of similar college high profile picks that also were the ace for where they were. And what did they do when they went out with their organization? And how do you kind of use all those previous data points, like, you know, Paul Skeens or other names like that, to your advantage? And then you got to really use the individualized information for that player. So, you know, we're doing that with Liam. We're doing that with all of our guys, but we're trying to think of what are the demands that we expect him to face as a first-year pro next year. And is there anything we want to layer on top of his body of work already to help put him in an awesome position for 2026 and beyond? And it's not a perfect math formula, that's for sure. It's kind of the art and science and trying to use, whatever piece of information we have, but also the experience and intuition of our group.
A couple more questions for Rob Serfolio, who's being incredibly gracious with his time tonight. A lot of people noticed J.J. Weatherholt got a start over at third base. What did you think of, in very limited action, how do you think he looked?
Yeah, he looked good over there. You know, it's this has been something we've been talking about for over a month now, and it hit the box score for the first time last night. But, you know, this goes all the way back to JJ's last month in Double A, where we really started prioritizing some time during early work and making sure that for any of our players, not just JJ, but we don't know what that first opportunity in a major league lineup is going to be. And so, you know, I just always believe, and I think our group does too, that we owe it to our players to give them multiple avenues to break into a major league lineup, and we never want them to do something in the big leagues for the first time. We can't always eliminate that, but we want to try and do everything we can from a planning perspective so that if that first opportunity is at third base for JJ, then he's really prepared for that because we were intentional with how we waived his playing time and gave him exposure to different positions. So, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people deserve credit for that. Our farm director, Larry Day, and our field coordinator, Ryan Barber, have been really putting pen to paper on what's the best way to do this and how do we not have it take away from the other demands that he has on his given day. And we just used the calendar to our advantage, and it was fun to see him actually get some game reps over there. You know, he had some experience doing that going all the way back to his freshman year at West Virginia. So it was fun to see him back over at the hot corner last night. And I think we can expect to see a sprinkle of that continuing moving forward.
Last thing for you, you mentioned earlier that you enjoyed being in the room and watching Mo go through the process of doing phone calls and everything. It's been a unique year for you because you come to the organization knowing that the long-term president of baseball operations is going to be Heim Bloom, but one more year of John Mozeliak, so you'll get the opportunity to work for both. What have you got out of getting to know Mo and working for Mo during this year as he now starts to wind down his tenure?
Well, I think the big thing for me is it's not many people last 18 years or 19 years, however many years it's been for Mo in that number one chair. And that's not by luck. Obviously, this organization has paced the industry in several different areas of acquisition, both on the draft and pro side for a long time. And Mo is a huge part of that. So one, just getting time around how he thinks through the game, how he sees the field. And, you know, I've been incredibly lucky to be able to sit in the same room with him during all of our major league games this year, and just asking him questions about how he thinks about major league moves and developing players and all the nuts and bolts behind the scenes has been pretty awesome. And he's treated me and my family with open arms since the second I got here, which to your point, given all the elements of the transition, certainly not everyone would maybe follow suit in that way. And I think it just speaks to the character and the care factor that he has for this organization that he's obviously brought some incredible results to over the last 20 plus years. So it's been a real treat, and, you know, it's going to be sad that last day I give him a handshake, hopefully a hug at the end of the year.
Rob Serfolio, he is the Assistant General Manager, Player Development and Performance for the Cardinals. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you at the ballpark here when the team's back in town.
Sounds good, Matt. I'll see you then. Appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Very good. That's Rob Serfolio joining us, and we appreciate him taking some time with us. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. I'd be interested. So for folks listening, maybe you want to text into the program. Maybe you want to tweet into me at Matt Pauly on air. For those of you who are watching on the video stream, you just listened to Rob Serfolio talk for the last 15 minutes or so. What jumped out at you? What was the thing that you most took note of in what he had to say? Because he is his own guy. Like, I'm not saying that there's groupthink going on with him and Heim Bloom, but I do know that he was somebody that Heim wanted in this organization. He comes to this organization knowing that his long-term boss is going to be Bloom. So he is somebody who I would say the words coming out of his mouth represent what this organization is going to believe moving forward, if that makes sense. And the thing that I love, and we hit on it early on in the conversation, I love the fact that there is an individual plan for all 200-plus players in the organization. Doesn't matter if you're at the big leagues or at AAA or if you're playing down in the Dominican League or the Florida Complex League. It doesn't matter that every single player has a plan, and part of that plan is based on the personal relationships that Rob Serfolio and the entire player development staff has with these players. And I just know from if I am sitting there as a player, as a non-prospect playing for Peoria, High A, and all of a sudden I've got this organization that the head of player development wants to get to know me a little bit, and then he's going to give me a plan that includes some of what they learned because of getting to know me. I love that, and I think it's a path that is easier to follow as a player than just some, you know, something that's generated based off, hey, StatCast says that your swing decisions are bad, or you have a bad batting average on pitches that on sliders that are low and away, so work on that. The fact that it is more personalized, I think, is a really, really important part to what the Cardinals are doing from a player development standpoint. We've got more coming up. Stick with us. We're back after the 7 o'clock news for hour number 2 here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.